KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Tributes are being paid to missing SAA and aerobatic pilot Andrew Blackwood Murray as a search and recovery effort off the Durban coast enters its fifth day. The 61-year-old's light aircraft plunged into the sea near Suncoast Beach during an air show last week. The Johannesburg-based pilot was performing at an international aviation summit. Loved ones and colleagues are remembering him. Here's aviation photographer Jeff Latham.
A true gentleman. I mean, you get some guys that are arrogant and full of themselves, but I never, ever. I even had supper with him once, him and a couple of other guys, and it was a wonderful person. That's purely just from shooting for an air show.
Durban authorities have been using advanced sonar and aerial technology to locate him. Meanwhile, members of the public have been urged to report any debris spotted along the Durban shoreline or at sea. Suspended CEO of the Independent Development Trust, Tebogo Malaka, has denied allegations that she'd offered a bribe to an investigative journalist to bury an ongoing investigation. Daily Maverick journalist Peter Louis Myberg published a report earlier this month on the alleged attempt at a restaurant in Stellenbosch. He'd written a series of stories into alleged malfeasance at the IDT, which places Malaka at the center of an irregular oxygen plant tender. In a recent expose, Malaka and IDT spokesperson Pasha Makhalane were caught on camera offering the journalist a 60,000 rand bribe. Malaka insists, however, that she was set up. She was speaking in an interview with the NCA.
The journalist kept saying, "Mr. Pasha, where is the token of our appreciation?" And Mr. Pasha then took out the money. I assume that's what they had talked about before, because they have met several times before. But then when the media reports and the video came out, it's me. But I never had the money. I never took out the money. I never went there with the intention to bribe anyone.
Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure Dean McPherson has opened a criminal case against the two. Now, former MKA Party Secretary General Floyd Chivambu believes his new political movement, Afrika Mayibuye, will outgrow both the EFF and the MKP. Chivambu wrapped up a national consultation process in Durban yesterday. He feels the movement is ready for the polls next year.
Afrika Mayibuye movement is going to be bigger than Umkhonto we Sizwe, will be bigger than the EFF, will be bigger than the ANC. So none of us must treat this organization as if it's a breakaway of those otherwise very small organizations.
And Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky has landed in Washington for talks aimed at ending the war with Russia. The U.S. says border and security guarantees are on the agenda, but NATO membership for Kyiv is off the table. Zelensky is being accompanied by European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen and other leaders. The meeting comes on the heels of a summit between Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday, which failed to yield a ceasefire breakthrough but produced promises from both leaders to provide guarantees to Ukraine. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 27, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesa.